Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the chosen of the Lord. We decree and declare that we have right divine connections. We decree and declare that all things concerning us is brought into right divine alignment. We decree and declare that we are prosperous and in good health and our souls prosper. We decree and declare that we have the mind of Christ. We decree and declare that though the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard against the enemy. If the enemy comes one way, he must flee seven ways. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us can ever prosper, and every tongue risen against us is already condemned. We decree and declare that we abide in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and you are our God. In you we trust. We decree and declare that though we walk after the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For we are mighty through God, through the pulling down of every stronghold. And we have the ability to snatch down and pull down every stronghold of the enemy and usher in the kingdom of heaven into the lives of God's people. We decree and declare that the anointing of the Lord is upon us, and he has anointed and called us to decree and heal the brokenhearted, to bind up the brokenhearted, declare liberty to them that are bound, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And as I open up the line, let's pray over in the Holy Ghost. Let's bombard heaven on behalf of God's people. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Isaiah 10 from the NIV. Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees, to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed of my people, making widows their prey and robbing the fatherless. What will you do on the day of reckoning when disaster comes from afar? To whom will you run for help? Where will you leave your riches? Nothing will remain but to cringe among the captives or fall among the slain. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this opportunity to come before you again, God. Glory. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you, God, for this company of prophets and the ability to raise our voices in prayer, God, in behalf of your people, God. I thank you. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, and your love, and your loving kindness, God, and for keeping us alive and for allowing us to raise our voices, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way, God. I ask you to remember, God, your people who are suffering, God, your people who are without. Lord, I ask you to look upon our government who are making unwise decisions. God, help them, help them. Help them not to oppress the poor, not to oppress the widows, not to oppress those who are in need of health care, housing, shelter, God. God, these are your people. We are your people. God, I thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision to globalize the prophetic and to reach out to the community, to the country, to the world. God, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and provide every need for them as they continue to do your work, God. And I thank you, God. I also ask you to remember those who are on the sick list, those who might be sick and shut in, God. You know each and every name on that list, God. We see them whole, healed, and complete because you said by your stripes we are healed, and you are the healer, the great Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy, your love, your faithfulness towards us, God. And God, I ask you to remember me, strengthen me in my body, God. And I'm looking forward to your healing. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for the renewing and restoring of your people. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in serving you and globalizing the prophetic. I thank you for poem and prophecology. I thank you for who you are, Jehovah Rapha, to heal, totally heal. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Prophetess Sade Wilson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, and Minister Stephen Bostic, also myself, Lord. I thank you that I will never listen to the reports of the doctors, and I would never intake anything that's not of you, Lord. I thank you for just teaching us how to use, how to rise and above all of how to rise above all situations. And I thank you for just restoring and giving us peace, wisdom, and knowledge. I thank you for that we're able to write the vision and make it plain on businesses that we want to give birth to, and write connections and investors will appear. I thank you for the angel, that I thank you for Jesus Christ for giving his life for all of us, that we may come to you in prayer. I thank you for your word, the Bible, that it's clear instruction for us to know how to walk here on earth and how to serve you, Lord. I thank you for the help that you're giving all your people in this time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Father God, we thank you this day, and we thank you for having an ear to hear what our mouths are saying, but our hearts are saying in this day, Father God. I thank you for salvation, Father God, and I thank you for you are the way, the truth, and the light, Father God. I thank you for all of my brothers and sisters assembled on this line, Father God, that we touch and agree for one another, God, standing in proxy for one another. And even the ones who might not have that much strength, Father God, may our strength be enough to hold and capture them too, Father God. Hold them, God. Today we're holding up Sister Lyneth, Father God. We're holding up Santana, Father God. We're holding up Kevin Nesbitt, Father God, Ronald Blake and Rosalind Smith, Father God, Najee Young, Father God, Ray J, Father God, people who need homes and covering, Father God, who are looking for a place to be, Father God. We thank you for those open doors, Father God. We thank you for favor in business situations, Father God. Thank you for awakening us that we are the business that you place in front in our in our minds, Father God, that we can go out and be the boss, Father God. Father God, I thank you for relationships, Father God, that are mixing with us, that open these doors and the ideas and favor with people. I thank you for covering us and watching over us, even, God, when we walk down a dark street, Father God. Thank you for the revelation of you that takes us deeper and deeper and more into you, Father God. Thank you, God, for the right thoughts and our minds being open for your word, Father God, for we are your vessels. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, that is the comforter, Father God. So for those who might be lonely and lost in the hour, Father God, who need and desire relationships, even for marriage, Father God, you open those doors and those hearts, Father God. Thank you for our leaders that teach us out of the box, Father God. Thank you, God, for just revealing even the enemy, Father God, the people who are not right in our lives, Father God. And we still bless them, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, because we decree and declare healing in our bodies, our mind, our hearts, Father God, and even our souls, Father God. Those who have been hurt by spiritual religions, Father God. We just hold them up, Father God, in love, Father God, that they turn to you, for you have never left them, Father God. Thank you, God, for understanding, God, and thank you for the new, Father God. Thank you, because the things of yesterday are not here today, Father God. We have a newness, a new day, a new moment, Father God, a greater and a deeper love, Father God. I thank you, God, for just drawing me, Father God, closer to you, Father God. Thank you, God, for I'm not lonely. We're not lonely, Father God, because we have you in our lives, Father God. We just stand in proxy for our seniors and the youth, Father God, that you just take their mind and just renew it and strengthen it so that they're able to stand and stand in a boldness representing you, Father God. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God, keeping them, God, strengthening them, Father God, and always keeping laughter in them, Father God. May we all have laughter, Father God. May we all have laughter and know that these things of this world will pass, but you, your love, Father God, for us and in us will always be. And we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. And I just want to say thank you for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, that your word, oh Lord, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow and of the thought and intents of the heart. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, oh God. We thank you, God, for lightening the burden of all who are oppressed, God. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see, and our ears that we may hear, and our lips that we may speak, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be the head and not the tail. And we thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, that as we approach this Christmas day, oh God, we thank you, Almighty God. We give thanks for thy only Son, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, dear Lord, for helping us to remember the dear Lord Jesus Christ, God, and how he came here on earth to dwell with us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that truly he is indeed Emmanuel, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that since he is Emmanuel, that we should not fear, oh God, or worry, God. And we thank you, God, that you are more than anything life can bring us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with great confidence and hope, God, for the Redeemer's sake, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for every day be as joyous as the day of Christmas in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for bringing hope among the communities, oh God, that was affected by the storm, and grant them, God, security, God, with the men and the women and the children, God. We thank you, God, for unshakable peace that you give us, oh God, in the communities of any devastation. Thank you for that, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for also, God, comforting and those and graciously regarding all those that was on the list today. And we thank you, God, for giving them hope, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, for your great mercy on them, oh God. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them with your insurance and with your presence, God. And God, we thank you for traveling mercies that you give us. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the great divine relationships that you give us, God. We thank you for relationship healing, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the right divine people coming to our lives to help us to move forward in what you would have us to do, oh God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. We thank you, God, for their family, their loved ones, their children, grandchildren, God. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, for all the leaders all over the world, God. We thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for the hedge of protection that you have over us, our children, our loved ones, all around us, God. We thank you, God, for that and keeping us safe, oh God. We thank you. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And we thank you, God, may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Thank you, oh God, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen, amen. And we thank you, Father, for where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. And we thank you, Father God, for your presence evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for the beauty of your holiness and your righteousness, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Hosanna, that you are the Lord of Lords. We thank you that you are all in all, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are the magnificent one, God. And we give you the glory and the praise tonight, Father. We want to pray for every person on the line tonight, God, and we pray that it will be well with their families, God. And we pray for every health challenge, God. We know that by your stripes, we are already healed. The work is already done, God, and it is so. Father God, we proclaim your name. We proclaim you as Jehovah Rapha. We proclaim you, Father God, as Jehovah Nisi. Be a banner, Father God, over this country, over the city, and over each individual.
family, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around us, Father God, and keep us, Father God, from all unseen and seen dangers, God. We pray, Father God, for unity in the body of Christ. We pray for unity in our country, Father God, that we will be unified as a people, that we will be unified as Christians, and we will be unified in our families, and we will become one and become whole, Father God. We thank you, Father God, nothing missing and nothing broken, God. We thank you, Father God, for our government. We pray for a hedge of protection around our government, Father. We pray for the headship of this country, Father God. If the head be sick, then so shall the body. And we pray for healing in every sense of the word, God, mind, soul, body, spirit, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for intelligence, divine intelligence, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for spiritual and divine intervention, spirituality and awareness even in the White House, Father. Now we pray, Father God, for our families, and we pray, Father God, for our leadership, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for those devastations that have happened throughout the country, crisis, Father God, throughout the cities, Father. We pray for the train wreck today on Amtrak, Father God, here on the West Coast, God, in Washington. And we pray, Father God, for those families. We pray, Father God, for a hedge of protection as we travel, Father God, by air, by cars, Father God, by train. We pray, Father God, that, and we plead the blood over every instant of our life, God, and every aspect of our life, God, as we move and live and have all your being, God. Bless us coming in and bless us going out, Father God. And Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, that it is well, God. We thank you by the words of our testimony and what we decree and declare, that you've given us power to speak a thing and it shall come to pass, God, by faith, God. We thank you, Father God, for faith, God, for restored faith, for renewed faith, God, for increased faith, Father. We thank you, Father God, because you said the just shall live by faith. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we are a faithful people, a faithful community, Father God, and that we live and move and have your word, Father God, that is hidden in our heart, God, that we may not sin against you. I thank you, Father God, for this glorious time, God, to come on the phone line, Father God, and to pray. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing and the shift, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit, God. I thank you, Father God, that all creation is waiting for us, God, for the sons of God, Father God, to manifest, Father. And we thank you right now for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Father God, for victory on every side, God. We ask, God, that you console those that need to be healed, Father God. We ask, Father God, for new mercies and new grace every day, God. And we thank you for it in advance, God, because you are a God of mercy, God. You are, Father God, of grace, God. We thank you that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, God. And we thank you, Father God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. We thank you, Father God, that for restoration and that you're restoring your people, God. We thank you that we're moving into a new day, God, in 2018, God. And we thank you, Father God, for victory on every side. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors and that we are mighty in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And, Father God, we use the word, Father God, and we stand in faith because you told us to fight a good fight of faith. Now, Father, we pray for the company of prophets. We pray for the women, God. We pray for the Deborahs that shall come forth, God. We pray, Father God, for the Esthers. We pray, Father God, for the Miriams. We pray, Father God, for the worshipers. We pray, Father God, for all those, Father God, that you're using in this hour, God. We pray, Father God, for the warriors, God. We pray for the front line of the battlefield, God, and we thank you, Father God, that you're using women in this hour, Father. And as we come and worship before you, Father, and bow down before you, God, and as we begin to praise your name and exalt you, Father God, you said, if I be lifted up, then you'll draw all men unto thee, God. We thank you for drawing us, Father God. We thank you for calling us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are holding steadfast, Father, and we are in position, Father God. And as you begin to call on the Father God, as you called on the virgins, Father God, and they were ready, God, let us not be found without any oil, God, but let us, when you call on us, God, that we are filled with your oil and that we are ready, Father, and we will worship you in your presence. And that, Father God, we will move, Father God, according to your word, God. Now, I thank you for victory this evening, God. I thank you, Father God, that it is well, God. And I thank you, Father God, we call those things as if they were, God. And, Father God, we thank you for every person on this line. We thank you for those who are standing with us. We thank you, Father God, that those that desired to be on the line but could not, Father. But, God, we thank you that all things are working together for our good. And we speak, Father God, that it is well, God, and we decree and declare that everything that you said, it is so, God, and your word is a, you cannot lie, and your word can never return unto you void, God. So we thank you that your word has already gone ahead of us and made the crooked places straight, and that it is well, and it is so, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:11-13. Lord, thank you for the freedom and victory that you are mine and I am yours. And I walk with you today and every day, Lord God, that you overwhelm me with your eternal security of my relationship with you. Lord, I thank you for saving me and making me clean as snow, oh dear God. I thank you for forgiving me of my sins, oh dear God. I thank you for allowing me to be humble before your presence, oh dear God. I thank you for all the names that have been listed on the prayer list, oh dear God. And Lord God, I just want to add Vivian Croswell, Lord God, my mom, oh dear God, my niece Deja Croswell, dear God, Deanne T. Robinson, Raj Jones, Yvette Temple, Sandra Griffin, Lala Will, Darnell Winningham, Granny Patterson, Elder Griffin, Lord God, and Shirley Santana and DePaul Norwood, oh dear God, Christopher Steed, Aretha Steed, Marche Alexander, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving them the healing grace upon their lives, oh dear God. We thank you for the families that are in bereavement on this evening, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, because Lord God, you said that you would not give us no more than we can bear, oh dear God. But Lord, we thank you for the strength that you have given us, oh dear God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessings for those families that is affected in Washington, oh dear God, with the train wreck, oh Father God. We thank you for the leaders of this country, oh dear God. Lord God, we know that you are the ultimate leader, oh dear God, and we put our trust in thee, oh Father God, because you are the ultimate supreme one, oh Father God. We want to thank you for the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah, oh dear God, for having this vision, for having this platform, for seeing the vision, oh dear God, that there needs to be more prayer in the world, oh Father God. We thank you for allowing us to come before your throne of grace. We thank you for keeping marriages together. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping a hedge of protection of our children around us, oh dear God. We thank you for just allowing them to walk to and from, oh dear God. But Lord God, we ask that you give them special strength, oh dear God, to stand up against the bullies in the schools, oh Father God, the bullies in the street, oh dear God, the bullies against the people that they must pass, Lord God. We thank you, oh dear God, that the parents shall take a special action, oh dear God, and stand up for their children and listen to their children, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be the remnant in the earth. We thank you, oh dear God, for allowing us to be the remnant, oh dear God, in the earth, that we are smelling your sweet savior that you keep giving us, oh dear God, to carry your word further, oh dear God. We thank you for all the prophets that's on the line, oh Father God, that you will do a special thing in their lives, oh dear God. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you for restoring our finances. We thank you for the expansion of our territory. Lord God, I thank you for the new doors and relationship that you have bestowed upon me in this short period of time. Lord, I thank you for expanding my territory, oh Father God. I thank you for allowing my word to be heard, oh dear God, my voice to be heard, for me to be on assignment, oh dear God, and fulfill what you have called me to do, Father God. I thank and I praise your name for Prophetess Darlene Gray, oh Father God, for standing up and being faithful, oh dear God, and passing the baton up to others, oh Father God, that they may be able to carry your word, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to bind together, oh dear God, and coming on one accord to be in one mind, one mission, and one vision, Lord God, that we will continue to uplift your name, oh dear God, that we will continue to praise your name in every aspect that we can, oh dear God, in every breath that we take, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh dear God, and we also put Satan on thy feet and give him notice, serve him notice on today that he has no victory, no power, and that we're more than conquerors, Lord God. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. In Jesus' magnificent, mighty name, we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, and we seal this prayer with your blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everyone on the call. We thank you for every prayer request. We thank you, Lord God, for your pastors. We bless and pray for the Gosses. We bless and pray for Pastor Prophetess Mascarene, Prophet Gregory, amen. The Coopers, amen. We bless our leadership, amen, our Archbishop and Pastor, our first family. God, we cover them with your blood, divine protection. We pray in Jesus' name. We bless every household. We bless, Father God, every child that's connected to us. And we decree and declare your divine protection. We decree and declare that your blood cover, the blood of Jesus prevails against all manner of disease, every attack of the enemy, every cancer dries up in the name of Jesus. Every heart condition is regulated by the blood of Jesus. And Father God, we bless every home and every family that's represented. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, this has been absolutely powerful. Powerful, powerful. Prophets, thank you. Thank you for your yes. Thank you for your stand. Prophetess Regina, thank you for taking the lead on this morning. Amen. I bless each of you in the name of the Lord. Prophetess Olivia, Prophetess Olympia, Prophetess Joyce, Prophetess Glenda, thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Alice, and all of you. If I missed anyone, amen. It's my head, not my heart. Amen. I appreciate each of you for your faithfulness. Now let's look, get into our announcements. Amen. Let's join Archbishop Eben R. Jordan for our live conference call, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., amen, and answer the letters. Check your emails. Check your emails. Check your what? Your emails. Amen. We are in a season that we have 13 more days before the end of the year, and the prophetic instructions are leading us to our divine prosperity. Amen. So check your emails. Respond to the prophetic instructions. Amen. Also, December 31st, 2017, 10 p.m., the oil mixing service, New Year's Eve. Amen. Also, text your donation to 646-762-0433. Amen. We don't want these calls to stop. We want this prayer to continue, and not only continue, we want this prayer call to expand. I know some of you were in a panic over those couple of days that the conference line was not working. Amen. I tell you, you don't want this call to dissipate. Amen. You want to help it to grow. Amen. And help it to expand. Amen. Also, Prophecology.com. Those of you who are attending the conference in February, you must register. Register your itinerary and your roommate choice, whether you want a roommate or individual room. This is a time where these things are being coordinated and put in place. Your concierge wants to, must know your itinerary to make sure they take care of the things that need to be taken care of concerning you. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. And we've been omitting, not by purpose, but just by forgetting the 8 p.m. call with Prophet Joshua. I tell you, it's been absolutely tremendous, and you want to meet him on the call every night at 8 p.m. Amen. And then you want to join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Submit your prayer request at prophetess@pastordeborahjordan.com, and we will see you again on the Midnight Cry. God bless, and thank you.